KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
The Democratic Alliance has filed a supplementary affidavit with the Western Cape High Court to legally halt the VAT increase. The party's spokesperson, Willie Orkamp, says the papers were filed last night.
This is necessary because, despite the developments of the past week, the VAT increase will still come into effect on 1 May unless the court specifically issues an order to prevent it. The court must issue an order to stop the VAT increase based on the grounds that the fiscal framework was unlawfully passed in both the Finance Portfolio Committee as well as Parliament itself.
This week, Finance Minister Enoch Godongwana gazetted his intention to introduce a new bill to Parliament revising the fiscal framework without the VAT hike. The new bill will not have yet been adopted by Parliament by the 1st of May. The Finance Minister and the Speaker of Parliament must file their replying affidavits today should they oppose the DA's application. In other news, National Police Commissioner Fanny Masemola is appealing to members of the public for assistance in finding three missing constables. Ebekulu Linda, Keamogetswe Buys and Boipelo Senoge were travelling in a white VW Polo sedan from Bloemfontein to their area of deployment in Limpopo when they went missing. SAPS national spokesperson Athlinda Mate says their last known location was at the NGN garage near the Grasmere Toll Plaza on the N1 on Wednesday.
We are investigating a case of possible hijacking and kidnapping. We are requesting members of the public who have information to contact the investigating officer, Captain Chacha Manga, on 082-527-6099.
And abroad, the Pope has made his final Pope Mobile journey, a 5.5 kilometre procession from the Vatican through the streets of Rome. He'll arrive at the church where he's asked to be buried, the city's Santa Maria Maggiore. Waiting for him is a simple tomb inscribed with only his name. The Vatican says it estimates 250,000 people have been attending the pontiff's funeral. They'll have heard a homily in which he was described as a pope for the people who urged us to build bridges and not walls. Sky's Adam Parsons is there.
This was a celebration. We will talk a lot about the people who you see in floods of tears. But actually, I would say from my experience, they were outnumbered by people who were enjoying this service, enjoying the memory of the Pope.
And on the weather front back home, mostly clear skies expected across KZN tomorrow, with partly cloudy conditions after sunset. Durban and Richards Bay, 25 degrees. Ulundi, 24. Pietermaritzburg and Margate, 23. Ladysmith, Newcastle, Mooi River and Kokstad, 22. And 21 for Underberg. In Durban, there's 2.5 metre swells at sea tomorrow morning, with sunrise at 22 minutes past 6. You can follow our WhatsApp channel for the latest local and international news. Just click Updates and search for East Coast Radio News Watch. That's it from us for today. I'm Tamasha Kanyi.